WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A man was injured when he struck the corner of a College Station apartment building near the intersection of Sarah and Longmire early this morning. Police say the man claims he was attempting to avoid an animal on the road. No other injuries were reported. Police determined that alcohol and drugs were not involved, but the driver was cited for failure to control speed. The final pieces are in place regarding a portion of the funding formula for the redevelopment of Kyle Field. Brazos County Commissioners yesterday approved raising the county's hotel occupancy tax by 0.75 cents starting September 1st. County Judge Dwayne Peters says it was a unanimous vote.
I think it would probably bring in somewhere around 450, maybe close to $500,000 right now, the way the hotels are. That might go up, of course, with, you know, being in the SEC and, you know, having more hotel, you know, nights then.
In return, the Convention and Visitors Bureau gets to book A&M facilities at reduced rates during the life of the 30-year bond issue to pay for the $450 million project. The county will continue to collect a 2-cent hot tax, which goes towards bonds that funded the expansion of the Expo Center. In the first 6.5 months of this year, Bryan Municipal Court has received $217,000 from a collection agency hired to clean up delinquent accounts. The city council last night approved a 1-year renewal, but that came with a condition from Councilman Chuck Condrilla to consider proposals from competitors next year.
That we start the RFP process in time so that in 2014 we're looking at this extension as part of an RFP process being completed. Whether this company or another company continues moving forward, and that's all I've ever asked for. And that's what I'm disappointed not to see now, but I understand a lot's been going on, and we've been short of staff.
Court Administrator Hilda Cuthbertson was among city officials thrilled with the results.
They've become a very good partner for the city of Bryan. Their collection practices are very good. We have not had any complaints from any citizen as to the practices they use when they make the phone calls or the type of the letters they received, which is a reflection of the court's integrity and reputation as they do represent the city of Bryan.
The Bryan-based agency, which keeps 30% of what they collect, also handles overdue accounts for College Station, Brazos County, and jurisdictions in surrounding counties. A Bryan man who, according to jail and court records, has 34 arrests and 25 convictions going back 18 years, is headed to prison.
36-year-old Martin Garcia had a jury trial this week in Brazos County District Court. After the jury was selected, but before the first witness was called, Garcia pleaded guilty to stealing a skid steer loader last summer. The jury stayed to hear testimony in the punishment phase. As prosecutors are calling witnesses who testified Garcia was involved in 3 other felony thefts, the defendant asked for a deal. The two sides agreed to a 9-year sentence. Garcia waived all future appeals. A news release from the district attorney's office stated all the property taken last summer was returned to the victims, including a riding mower belonging to St. Joseph's School, a motorcycle, and a trailer with welding equipment. Prosecutors called Garcia a serial thief and fence of stolen property. He had 8 prior convictions for property crimes in Brazos County. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's a new cancer study coming to Bryan College Station that should help the medical world gain a better understanding of the causes of cancer. Nationwide, the American Cancer Society is seeking 300,000 volunteers. Locally, the recruitment starts this fall at College Station Scott and White Hospital and Bryan St. Joseph Regional Health Center. They're looking for adults between 30 and 65 who've never been diagnosed with cancer, except for basal cell and squamous cell skin cancers. This study, the only one of its kind in the U.S., will track participants for at least 20 years to compare genetic, environmental, and lifestyle differences. Volunteers will complete a survey, read, and sign a consent form, then have their waist measured and a small blood sample taken. They'll receive follow-up surveys and questionnaires biannually, and they'll also receive cancer research updates. At WTAW.com, you can find the full news release and links to more information. And water from Caldwell is headed to the suburbs north of Austin. Rexanne Pilkington with the Mayanville Water Supply Corporation says a 25-year contract has been signed with the Blue Water System.
Mayanville has already been receiving some water from Blue, more on a temporary basis. This is just a formal contract. It's been kind of been an informal, temporary situation before now.
Residents in parts of Hutto, Manor, Round Rock, and Pflugerville will be serviced by a pipeline from Caldwell starting August 1st. WTAW News Time is 8:11. It's 78 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's summertime, and that means the Polaris Summer Sales Event at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan is in full swing. Receive up to $1,000 in rebates on select models, plus additional financing with rates as low as 3.99%. Polaris Fun Center will keep your budget cool this summer with hot deals on Polaris Rangers, Racers, and Sportsman ATVs. Polaris Fun Center, just north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue in Bryan. Log on to Polaris Fun Center. Remember Polaris Fun Center, where we sell and service fun, not tractors.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
Dad, Meatball has a swimsuit on.
And I think he wants to wear sunglasses, too.
He must be ready for our summer sales event, where you can get a new Super Duty from Team Ford, discount $11,000, or a new Ford Escape for
$21,888. Nice price.
Plus, we've got a new Ford Fusion for $298 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call Ed Phillips Plumbing 24/7 at 731-1500. That's 731-1500. You can also visit them online at ed-phillips-plumbing.com.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley. If you have not prepared a will in a recent date, that may be the most important gift you can give to your family. You know, it really is unfortunate when something suddenly happens that takes away a loved one. But boy, if you have not planned a current will and have that brought up to date, you must do so. That's probably the finest gift you can give to your family if something like that should happen. The other day, my clients came in and they were getting ready to go on vacation, and they wanted to make sure that their will was prepared so in the event something would happen, they'd be well protected. And that included guardianship for their children, and that was their most important thing that they focused on. If you need a good estate planning lawyer to give you that comfort, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at about 8:14. It is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We still have high pressure sitting over the Gulf of Mexico this morning. Big cluster of storms off to our north and northeast. We'll see whether or not this impacts our weather today. We've got some high cloudiness already drifting into the area. For today, it'll be partly to mostly sunny through those high clouds. Temperatures are going to be up to about 95 to 100. Tonight's skies will have tendency to be partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Sun tomorrow, 95 to 100. More of the same Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Oh, well, Rob, to answer your question, I don't think it's going to impact our rain chances. I mean, I'm no weather expert. I'm just looking at the radar. And this stuff is moving to the south, but again, it's still in Oklahoma. It's got a long way to go.
We need to get a meteorologist on and figure out exactly why there's an Aggie Dome.
Yeah. Ask him about that. He'll go, huh? CNN on Tuesday went with 75 minutes of continuous commercial-free baby news.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, and that's, you sound so enthusiastic.
Well, I mean, just, and that's fine. I mean, I don't know what they would be doing other than that, so that's all well and good. I mean, this morning they were talking about what's her name, Kate?
Uh-huh.
What Kate wore when she came out with the baby, and you know how that's important because she wore like a cornflower dress or
she
something.
She looked unnaturally beautiful for someone who'd just given birth.
Well,
the
see,
last
yeah, and that's the other
hours.
Thing. She had people to make her. Well, again, she's young, which you know helps obviously, but to come out with the bouncing baby boy.
Oh, and, my thought is, yeah, I know people are sick of it. I have friends who are like, "How to build your baby news bunker" and all this kind of stuff.
Huh?
Like British people who are trying to not hear about it, but considering the other news. It feels really good to have something that's good news,
well,
you know?
Sure. That's,
it's been, we've had a lot of bad news for a long time.
Yeah, but baby question mark?
Baby question mark, yeah. I believe, I'll see if I can find it, I think they did a list of the countries that have been most fascinated by the baby, and I think U.S. America finished second, so.
Behind Britain?
Yeah, and, you know, and the way I figure it is Britain pretty much has an excuse to make it big there.
Sure.
I don't know exactly why it matters here.
Well,
but
we cared when
fine.
They got married. That was exciting. I watched it with a friend.
Did
you?
Yeah. Okay.
That's because all girls want to be princesses.
There's
something
is.
About it. There's something to that.
The baby's got more hair than his father already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dark hair.
Well, I'm just saying the kid doesn't have, the daddy doesn't have much hair. That's what I mean. So.
Granddad don't either.
Yeah, well, that's true. At least they don't have those ear things going on.
True.
Man, wow. At least those ears look like they're close to his head, which is good. We're talking baby stuff. The mayor's just come in. She's popping open her drink. By the way, this is Wednesday. I believe Nancy Berry joining us here. She slides into what we call the mayor chair, which is a real big fancy chair that Neil Bortz used to use, and now we have it here. Earlier, how are you this morning? There you go. Yeah.
I'm great.
Okay, got our headphones on now. You know, there's an anniversary to our favorite beverage, I think, this week. It was Monday of this week they introduced Diet Coke back in 1982.
Well, that is something to celebrate.
It is. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, because after all, there's some of us who couldn't make it through the day.
Scott was turning cartwheels on that anniversary.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're a little... I mean, it takes a lot to get my day disjointed, but when I walk in and the Diet Coke is sold out in the machine...
Yes,
I have a problem.
We know, Scott.
And Nancy said, don't call me at 6 o'clock if we're out of Diet Coke here.
We much know your aggravation for that.
But if it's the morning that I'm coming on,
yeah.
Just let me know.
Okay.
I'm more than happy to bring
okay,
extras.
Bring an extra? Okay,
yeah.
We'll do that. All right, in the meantime, God, I had Jethro Trivi here like just a minute ago, and I've lost it already. I hate that.
And you had Diet Coke, so there's no excuse.
I know, that's true. Here it is. I got it. Okay. Time to play Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative little pop culture, recent current events. It's fun to play. It's easy to win, and soon we'll have prizes. Today, it's Wacky Weather Phenomenon. Wacky Weather Phenomenon. Extreme weather conditions are becoming more and more common, but homeowners can rest assured that their insurance policy will cover them in the event of what? Is it A, a typhoon, B, a sharknado, C,
I knew that was coming.
A hurricane, or D, a forest fire? Once again, your homeowner's insurance policy will cover this if it happens. A, a typhoon, B, a sharknado, C, a hurricane, or D, a forest fire. Kat, you're first.
Can we go with sharknado?
Oh, you want to go with sharknado, do you? Okay. All right, Kevin.
Oh, I'm vacillating between typhoon and... Yeah. Forest fire.
Okay. Well, you got to come up with one of them.
All right. I'm going to go with forest fire.
All right. Forest fire. Do you know what sharknado is? Do you know about that?
Is that a tornado that brings up a shark?
Listen to that. Many sharks. Many sharks. Apparently, it was a television show that was on one of the networks where a water spout out in the ocean sucks a bunch of sharks up into it. Comes over Los Angeles and dumps the sharks on unsuspecting humans.
That
was sharknado. Yeah.
Well.
So anyway, so it's typhoon, sharknado, hurricane, or forest fire.
Oh, huh. Maybe I should change my answer.
Too late.
I think probably forest fire because act of God.
Yeah, I got you. Well, actually, sharknado is the answer. It is Sharknado.
Get out of here.
For those who have not seen the Sci-Fi Channel original movie, here's the deal. A Sharknado is what happens when a giant tornado forms over the ocean and becomes stuffed with thousands of angry, dizzy, man-eating sharks. And if you're... Well, and if you've been living under a rock or you're the mayor of a moderately sized central Texas town, Sci-Fi aired this movie about the giant tornado dumping thousands of sharks on unsuspecting people in Los Angeles. And, of course, America went crazy on social media. So, as a result, the folks at Consumer Reports actually asked the Insurance Information Institute what would happen from an insurance perspective if that did take place.
If this tornado really happened.
If this tornado sucked these sharks up, brought them onto land, and dumped them. Well, actually, falling sharks are part of homeowners insurance. Under a falling object. And by the way, Sci-Fi was going to rerun Sharknado, and it attracted 38% more people the second time that they ran it. So, anyway.
Well, I missed it both times.
Well, they have.
I don't think you really missed much at all.
But there's always a chance, because I'm going to tell you that Sci-Fi has declared July 27th as Sharkathon, featuring the best shark-themed sci-fi original movies. So if you and the mister want to sit home and watch that on July the 27th or set the DVR,
Thank you for the information. That's what I love about the Infomaniacs. You get information that you don't get anywhere
else.
That's
right. And don't need either.
A House representative, mayor.
That's right.
And freaking Sharknado.
That's right. It's all together right here on one easy little format. Before we, let's talk about something that y'all are doing, which is interesting. You have asked the citizenry for some input by survey about what attributes they would like to see in a city manager. Can you kind of tell me how that's going so far?
It's going really well. I understand that yesterday we had over 40 respondents.
Yeah.
And so, and they're excellent. I haven't seen any, but Jay had said that, you know, he's read some, and they're thoughtful, and people have taken the time to let us know, and we'll certainly, you know, read those and look at that before we start seeing candidates.
Yeah, where are we in that actual process now?
It has been listed on the website, our website, as well as Strategic Government Resources and the International Association of City Managers and the Texas Association of City Managers, all the places that people who are thinking of becoming city managers would look at.
Sure. Well, and as a result, the leadership, obviously, how's the interim deputy city manager thing going?
It's going. I mean, we're short-staffed. There's no question about it, but Kathy Merrill's doing a fine job.
Yeah, I mean, it's been 3 months, which is really interesting. I guess the time has certainly flown by. You've got some things coming up in your workshop that have to do with the ongoing evolution of Northgate, and that's certainly been a situation that, we're close to a decade as to where things have changed there. Of course, the parking garage was built, but that doesn't necessarily always make people happy. y'all are once again kind of looking at parking rates there and what you're going to do.
Yeah, well, we looked at the rates through the partnership with the Northgate District Association, and they would like some free spots, and so we're going to make the promenade free from 11 to 2 or 3, mm-hmm. so the lunch hour is free. And we're going to change the new rates to parking lots, meters, and garage to full to get our costs back, you know, break even there. And so we partnership between as staff has worked really hard on this with the Northgate District Association, and they're in favor of this.
And you might not know the answer to this, but let me ask you, is there special event parking prices like during football games and things
yes.
like that?
Okay. Yeah, we charge the same as the university
okay.
at the garage. It's $20 a day for football games.
Other thing you're kind of doing is trying to address the loading zone situation.
Yeah, that's been difficult, and it's still a work in progress. It's not, you know, 100%, but we're looking at taking back part of the promenade parking lot from 7 a.m. to 11 and making that a, you know, a temporary loading zone. So we think that and the one on Boyette and we can get there.
Now, that's not workshop. That's
regular.
Okay, so you're going to try to give relief to some of those commercial ventures that are trying to get their stuff loaded in there.
Yeah.
Back to the workshop for a minute. I'd like to talk about it's a thing called the Economic Development Master Plan. Well, that's the kind of thing that really makes regular citizens kind of scratch their head and say, what are we talking about here? So kind of what is the purpose of and what does the Economic Development Master Plan do?
Well, we're going to have the third phase, which will be sort of the complete one. The first one was to talk about what our assets are, you know, and then the second one was, you know, what's on the ground and, you know, deficiencies and stuff. And the third one, which we're going to hear tomorrow, is, you know, what all of the data has come up and what we hope to achieve and, you know, where we can achieve commercial and, you know, high-end residential or what have you. So that's going to be the master plan for economic development, what areas we need to look at.
Well, you've lived here a long time, but, I mean, was there anything in, for instance, phase two that jumped off the page at you?
No, it was kind of a reaffirmation of what we already knew.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't a surprise to me.
Yeah. Now, you're going to do some things over, I think you're going to look at changing one of the leases over in the Chimney Hill complex.
Right.
Does that signal that maybe you're ready to make a move on that property, or can you tell me what that's about?
We're hoping. We've got some promising leads, and so someone who's interested in buying it is interested in buying the whole thing. The liquor store has a month-to-month lease. DaVita had a 5-year lease, and then we renewed it 1 year. So this is, and they had the option for 5 additional years. And so we thought if somebody's going to buy it, they don't want to wait for 5 years. So it's going to be an 18-month lease.
And the DaVita seems to be okay with
that?
Yeah,
we've reduced the price.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so happy with that. So we're talking to some people, and we hope we've got something good to report to the citizens maybe this fall.
You can't negotiate this in public, obviously, but I think the city grossly overpaid for that piece of property.
They did.
What kind of percentage of recovery are you hoping to be able to get there?
75-80%.
Really? Okay. Well, that would at least make the hurt go away
a little
bit.
That softens the blow
a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you'd end up with a pile of money, and if that's the case, that's, let's say $6 million. Let me throw natatorium at you then. Can we throw that into the mix, or are those apples and oranges?
Well, the money that paid for Chimney Hill came out of our hotel occupancy tax. So if we sell it, the money goes back to the hotel occupancy tax. That's a big if.
Mm-hmm.
The school board decides to place the natatorium on a bond issue. And if the voters approve it, the city, you know, may rent it at some point and, you know, for classes. And
so that money would be usable if those caveats fall in, if it's on
well,
a bond
also,
issue, if it's
and
fast.
If it's also, you know, they're using it for swim meets and multiple day swim meets, so people would be staying in hotels.
Okay.
Hot tax is strictly for encouraging people to stay in our hotels and promoting our hotels and tourist industry.
So it's conceivable that if you sold it, the proceeds of that could, in fact, be used to enhance the natatorium. As one member of council, I'm asking you, obviously.
I think legally speaking, we probably could. I'm not really in favor of the natatorium.
Okay, there we go. That's just wanted to hear what you had to say about that. What else you got going on?
Well, we're doing a big enterprise resource planning project. That's replacing all the software that runs the business of the city, you know, utility billing,
Everything.
Everything. You know, new systems that all are, like payroll, purchasing, utility, customer service, permits. And so the last time we did an ERP was 1988. So it's 25 years. So this is like once in a generation. So it's going to be the project could go to $5 or $6 million.
Okay, and
the reason these things you do them is to get all of your software talking to each other and integrating it. But we feel that we need to implement this with a project manager who's on site, who can train people in the new software and all of that. So we also have an item tonight on hiring a project manager.
Yeah, that's not cheap either, is it?
No.
That's, yeah.
No, they go for about $250,000 a year.
Okay. But the idea is that it'll be more efficient. Everybody will be able to talk to everybody online, kind of thing. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, I think you can do this. The College Station's going to host the Brazos Valley Senior Games August 15th through 18th.
Anyone? I think there was an inference there.
Anyone
age 50 or over.
Okay, I qualify.
Is invited to compete in track and field, swimming. This one's for you. Basketball, horseshoes.
Oh, now see, that was just mean.
Washers, tennis, bowling, and much more.
Yeah, I like that. I can do the much more. How's that?
Yeah.
That'll work out. All right, thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure.
That's Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Normandy Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Normandy Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Normandy Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. Visit NormandyTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normandy. Tractor.
Developments concerning Dell. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. It will be at least another week and a half before we know what's going to happen with Dell. Michael Dell has sweetened his bid for the computer maker, and the special shareholders meeting has been pushed off again, this time until a week from Friday. Boeing's second quarter numbers topped Wall Street forecasts. Shares of the aerospace company could open at a new high today. Boeing's profit jumped 13%. Commercial aircraft sales were up 15%. New pricing study says Target has managed to close the pricing gap with Walmart through its use of promotional offers. A report in Chain Store Age says Walmart's prices are still a little better, on average about 2.5% lower than Target's. Chief financial officers surveyed by Bank of America Merrill Lynch say their biggest concerns are health care costs and how the Affordable Care Act will affect their businesses. Stock market futures pointing higher ahead of the midweek session. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Treat Receipt is back at Starbucks stores. All cold grandes are just $2 after 2 p.m. with your morning receipt. That includes the new afternoon eye-opener, Valencia Orange Starbucks Refreshers Beverage, the new orange spice iced coffee, or the new shaken iced peach green tea lemonade. Starbucks has your refreshment covered for every time of day, and you could grab one grande size for just $2 after 2, now through August 18, at participating stores, limited time offer.
When marketing rep Bob Clasby stays at La Quinta Inns and Suites, he's greeted by a fun, friendly staff.
Hey, Bob.
Welcome back, Bob.
Love the haircut, Bob.
Now that's friendly. And when Bob brings those positive vibes to work the next day, you know what happens?
And that's my presentation. Thoughts?
Ooh.
Comments?
Ah.
Feedback?
Ooh.
He's got the room oohing and aahing. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A major accident early this morning damaged the corner of an apartment building in College Station. Police say it took place near the intersection of Sarah Drive and Longmire. The driver, who suffered non-incapacitating injuries, says he was trying to avoid wildlife, and police found no alcohol or drugs were involved. No residents of the apartment were injured. The driver was cited for failure to control speed. With some debate, the Bryan City Council last night agreed to renew a contract with a local company that is collecting overdue court fines and costs. Municipal Court Administrator Hilda Cuthbertson says the city has received $217,000 in the first 6.5 months of this year.
Contracts within the Brazos Valley, not only the Brazos Valley, but some of the other surrounding cities and counties. And we are a very transient community with the colleges. And so these folks move out of state, move out of town, and therefore it's important that we have an extension to our own services in-house to be able to locate these individuals at no cost to the city.
What the city receives is after the collection agency keeps 30%. Chuck Conderla got the rest of the council to agree to consider proposals from competitors next year.
70% collections, terrific. Is there someone that can do 90% collection? And I don't know the answer to that question, but that's what the RFP is supposed to be for. This is being brought up again without enough time for an RFP, which I directly ask that not happen anymore.
The council also agreed to consider a multi-year contract when they take action in 2014. A Brazos County District Court jury was at the courthouse for a day and a half this week for a criminal trial that ended in two plea agreements.
Before the jury started hearing prosecution testimony on the charge of stealing a skid steer loader last summer, 36-year-old Martin Garcia of Bryan entered a guilty plea. The trial then moved to the punishment phase. When prosecution witnesses started talking about three other thefts last summer and Garcia's criminal history, which dates back to 1995 and includes eight prior convictions for property crimes, the defendant asked for a deal on sentencing. That led to an agreement on a 9-year prison term on all four thefts. That's less than half the maximum. Garcia agreed to not appeal his conviction or the sentence. A news release from the district attorney's office credited the cooperative effort of the sheriff's office and both police departments for catching Garcia and returning the stolen property. That list includes a motorcycle, a trailer with welding equipment, and a riding mower. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The tax rate at Brazos County lodging establishments will go up September 1st. That's after the County Commission approved funding agreements with A&M and the Convention and Visitors Bureau for the redevelopment of Kyle Field. County Judge Dwayne Peters says the county's share of the increased hotel occupancy tax should generate at least $450,000 a year.
We needed to wait until the CVB had an agreement worked out with the university about how they would be able to use the facilities and that sort of thing. Once that got worked out, just the technical part of it, of us collecting the tax and forwarding it on to the university.
The county's share of the hotel occupancy tax goes up 0.75 cents. That's in addition to an existing 2-cent hot tax to pay off the expansion of the Expo Center. At Kyle Field, during the 30-year life of the $450 million bond issue, the CVB will be able to rent campus facilities at reduced rates. There's at least one pipeline connecting cities in Central Texas not carrying oil. It will be a pipeline sending water from Caldwell to fast-growing suburbs north and east of Austin.
We're in Williamson County, Travis County, parts of Lee County, parts of Bastrop County, so it's going to be a very wide area.
Rexanne Pilkington with Manville Water Supply Corporation says a 25-year contract with the Blue Water System begins August 1st, and their customers won't pay more for the additional water. This fall, Brazos Valley residents can help the American Cancer Society study factors that might contribute to cancer. Bryan St. Joseph Regional Health Center and College Station Scott and White Hospital will enroll volunteers for a study that calls for men and women aged 30 to 65 who've never had cancer except for basal cell and squamous cell skin cancers. The Cancer Society wants to understand the differences in lifestyle, the environment, and genetics between those who get cancer and those who don't in order to see what the likely risk factors for cancer are and how to best prevent disease in the future. Participants will read and sign a consent form, have their waist measured, give a small blood sample, and complete a survey. They'll also receive periodic updates of new research and follow-up surveys with questionnaires mailed to them every 2 years. That should only take about 45 minutes to complete. The study itself will last at least 20 years. For a list of enrollment dates, times, and locations, go to WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:41 at 79 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Dad, Meatball has a swimsuit on.
And I think he wants to wear sunglasses, too.
He must be ready for our summer sales event, where you can get a new Super Duty from Team Ford, discount $11,000, or a new Ford Escape for
$21,888. Nice price.
Plus, we've got a new Ford Fusion for $298 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Thank you for making RV Station the fastest growing RV dealer in the area. Folks at RV Station know that you work hard for your RV and you deserve the best. And at RV Station, they stock only the best brands like Jayco and Rockwood and Puma and Raptor. Brands that are built to last for decades. And right now at RV Station in Bryan, you can get a brand new 2013 Puma Bunkhouse for only $16,500. Stock number is 1546. Need something that's even a hotter deal than that? Then take $20,000 off a new 2013 Keystone Raptor 300MP toy hauler. Now, this is the number one selling toy hauler in North America, and it's sale priced now at $52,995. The stock number there is $23,97. Financing is available with approved credit. The best prices in the country on the best brands. Go to RV Station online or come by and visit them at RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Superior winemaking requires art, science, and Messina Hoff grapes. Join Messina Hoff Winery and Resort this summer in Bryan as we harvest our most bountiful crop to date. For 4 weekends beginning July 12th, the public is invited to pick and stomp grapes and indulge in many other specialty events. Call Messina Hoff at 778-9463, extension 234 to make reservations today. That's 778-WINE, extension 234.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Brazos Valley weather forecast at 844. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
High pressure remains in control of our weather. We'll continue to monitor a big cluster of storms in the northeastern corner of the state to see whether or not they're going to make any progress to the south. Partly to mostly sunny today, 95 to 100. Tonight, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Sunshine tomorrow, 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear, 75 to 80 degrees. Friday's going to be partly sunny with highs between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Man, this thing is bright red, and it has it covers probably about 80% of Oklahoma.
So we're talking a lot of pimento and cheese.
Yeah, and again, it's pretty much all in Oklahoma. There's a little bit that bleeds over into western Arkansas, but
well, the question is the Weather Channel there? Because if the Weather Channel's there, then it's a weather event.
Jim Cantore's bald little head, I'm sure, if it's not there, is already on the way. But I mean, just from looking at this thing since 6 o'clock this morning, so almost 3 hours, it really hasn't moved, and so there's. there's some serious rain up there, and, you know, if it'll just roll down this way, that'd be all right. And that's the only serious rain really in the entire continental United States, and it's right there in Oklahoma.
We could use it.
Yeah, we could, but that'll be fine. We'll do better.
When you, as you're celebrating your anniversary,
yes,
I would imagine you're not the guy that wants people to sing to him, like when you go someplace.
No,
the stupid songs pretty for much, birthdays.
Pretty much not. No, pretty much not.
According to a new survey, it makes your food taste better.
Does it?
Yes. Really?
University of Minnesota, singing happy birthday before you eat cake actually makes it taste better.
Well, now wait a minute. That's cake. I mean, I thought you meant like no matter where you're eating, because, you know, if you're eating at a lousy restaurant, singing's not going to make the food any better.
Well, it has to do with the ritual.
Okay. All right. I got you. All right. Well, that's okay. I'll remember that if ever go to a birthday celebration or something.
Oh, well, I mean, it doesn't have to be a birthday, does it? What if, can you sing happy birthday before, I don't know, you eat a tuna
now, that's
sandwich
an
or something?
That's an interesting idea.
Well, I'll call the University of Minnesota and find out.
No, but you're probably right, because it does need to be on that particular day. Otherwise, just singing, you could sing anything then. It wouldn't even have to be happy birthday to make a...
Well, I'm betting the Oscar Mayer Wiener song probably makes a hot dog taste better.
Yeah, it could. But, you know, if you're eating in public, sing quietly.
Okay? Yes, please.
Yeah. So, in order to play menacing meth lord Walter White on Breaking Bad... Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out where you were going with that.
Bryan Cranston has to channel his inner dark side. Back in August, in the issue of GQ, the magazine cover star admits transforming into the AMC show's sinister villain isn't all that hard to do. Cranston said, quote, "What happened to Walt is something I related to. If I'm truly honest with myself, I've come to realize that I think everybody is capable of that. If you came into the condition where you were under tremendous stress, and if I knew what buttons to push that threatened you and yours, you could become an extremely dangerous person."
Oh, sure.
57-year-old actor recalls once, one particular incident, where he found himself scared of his own violent potential. He said, quote, "I had one girlfriend I wanted to kill. I envisioned myself killing her. It was so clear. My apartment had a brick wall on one side, and I envisioned opening the door, grabbing her by the hair, dragging her inside, and shoving her head down on the brick wall until brain matter was dripping out of both sides of her head."
Okay,
oh,
this
gosh.
Is a dark, dark man.
It really is. "Then I shuddered and realized how clearly I saw that happening. And I called the police because I was so afraid. I was temporarily insane, capable of doing tremendous damage to her and to myself."
He is an actor.
Yeah.
Let's remember.
Those people are weird.
I would consider adding a mother to that. Because if somebody does something to a kid, a mom is not the same person.
Right. Oh, I think that's true.
I mean, that switch gets flipped in 2.5 seconds,
yeah.
Man.
Well, and again, right, if you... into
a position.
Any of us could be enraged when feeling that we must defend a loved one. And then actually sometimes to a lesser extent ourselves, but you know, thrash out to protect a loved one maybe more than yourself.
Cuz I've seen mama claws and those are scary.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean here this guy's just thinking that, you know. He's just thinking that. And remember, I mean he probably wanted to kill Malcolm at some point, you know what I'm saying? I've never seen that show, so I don't know, but I just remember seeing a little bit of it. I'm going, that's the same guy from Breaking Bad?
It's really weird.
It is a little goofy. Oh, here it is. Here's the story that we all wanted to know, and that is, where is the fastest internet in the world? And it's not here. If you've always wanted faster surfing speed on your internet, the Far East is where you need to be. Networking company based in Cambridge, Massachusetts, which handles about a third of the global web traffic, says U.S. America ranks 9th in the internet speed connection business.
How much does that have to do with traffic, though? Because we got a lot more people on it.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't work, because number one is South Korea. They got some folks
over
there.
Yeah, they do.
Number
two
is Japan. They got some folks over there. Number three is Hong Kong. They got some folks. You know, when you start talking about population density, they qualify.
That's fair.
Then comes Switzerland, the Netherlands. Number six is Latvia.
Latvia is faster than we are.
Yeah, that's right. So just saying.
So Obama needs to do a speech like Kennedy did.
Yeah.
In this decade.
Yeah. Yes. Then it's the Czech Republic, and then Sweden, and then U.S. America. So there you are. Got that going on. That's where the highest speed internet is. Once again, another story. Dolphins are smarter than we think. In amongst all those clickings that the dolphins make, scientists at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland have found that dolphins use a unique whistle to identify each other. In other words, a name. The team records calls made from dolphin to dolphin and found that when the mammals heard their own call played back, they would respond. Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes.
I had to.
Yeah.
They call him Flipper. Flipper. Faster than light.
Okay.
Faster than what?
Lightning.
Okay, really. He is not.
Well, that's what it says.
I understand. So it must be true.
No one you see. Flipper. Faster than light.
Okay, now you know. All I can think about is those singers. They're professional singers, okay?
That's what they do.
Here's what we're going to do today. We're going to do a theme song, and what are we doing? Okay, we're going to sing about a fish. All right, that's good. That's why they don't have those kind of themes on television shows anymore. Anyway, so Dr. Vincent Janik from the university's Sea Mammal Research Unit said that dolphins live in an environment where they need a very efficient system to stay in touch. In order to investigate the whistle name theory, researchers recorded a pack of wild bottlenose dolphins. You can tell the wild ones because they got tattoos on their fins. And captured each animal's signature call. Then they played them back underwater in speakers. The individual dolphins would only respond to their own calls. Said that the skill probably was developed in order to help dolphins stay together in the oceans. Marco!
This is Tony Morelos with W. Gibson Insurance. We know that your home is probably one of your most valuable assets, and it is important to find the best homeowner's insurance to properly cover it. At W.E. Gibson, we represent over 30 insurance companies. Why just shop with one or two companies when W.E. Gibson Insurance can match you with one of our many companies to give you the best homeowner's coverage at the best price? We're in the Yellow Pages, so give us a call. I think that you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance to insure their homes.
Come on down Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
There's a lot to be said for convenience, but when it comes to your dental health, Arendt's Family Dentistry in Bryan is closer than you think. Since 1984, Arendt's has maintained a reputation for providing the finest, most advanced dental care for your entire family. Using state-of-the-art technology for every procedure, Arendt's provides the big city benefits of dental care with that small-town feel.
Call 268-1407 or visit arendtsdds.com. That's ArendtsDDS.com.
Voted best of the Brazos Valley. Arendt's Family Dentistry in Bryan. We're closer than you think.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normangy, Texas. Visit normangytractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normangy Tractor.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Hey friends, don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance, they're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, about 3 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. All right, here's your app for today.
Okay.
So, if you're the kind who thinks breaking up by text is okay, but finds even that small task too hard, there's a new app for you, Break Up Text. Streamlines the impersonal process of dumping your significant other with a smartphone app.
Oh, my gosh.
You simply choose the gender, the reason why you're breaking up, and the app takes care of the rest in some classy way that tries to make the process less painful, not at least for you. So there you go.
Oh, my gosh.
See?
What a cop-out.
There's an app for that. A fortune cookie that promised a lot of gold to William Johnson convinced him to buy a lottery ticket that went on to award him $1 million.
Whoa.
Johnson eating a Chinese restaurant in Southwick, Massachusetts, when he opened up the little cookie, and it told him that he would soon come into a lot of gold. Invigorated by the message, he traveled to his nearest convenience store the next day, where he purchased a scratch-off and made him an instant winner. Took a lump sum payment of $650,000.
Wow.
Believe them cookies, they're real. They tell you the truth. Carnival Cruise Line execs have released the name of their latest cruise ship. It's called the Carnival Barnacle. No, it's called the Carnival Vista. The Vista. That'll be great. Season 4 of Duck Dynasty will begin with an hour-long episode on Wednesday, August the 14th. Set your DVR. The show is currently the number 2 series on cable TV behind The Walking Dead. It's got 8.4 million people watching it. Man. All right, let's see. What did people watch last week? Number 6 was 60 Minutes, then NCIS, America's Got Talent, Major League Baseball, Under the Dome, and then America's Got Talent on Wednesday. That was the most watched shows. And, guys, remember Peter Fonda suing Dolce & Gabbana and Nordstrom department stores over the Easy Rider T-shirts they've been selling? He says they're making and selling T-shirts that feature his image from the 1969 biker movie, and they're doing it without his permission, charging as much as $295 for 9 different T-shirt designs.
Wow.
He's seeking at least $6 million in compensatory damages. Yeah, I guess so. I guess we do that.
People's faces are not, you know, you don't just use somebody's face.
Nope. New study shows the average American bra size has grown exponentially over the last 40 years. From a size 34B in 1983 to a whopping 34DD today. Consumer survey by the national lingerie retailer Intimacy says the demand for larger sizes comes from better customers.